Psalms chapter 57 and the very first verse, and we'll go through all 11 of these, so keep your Bibles open. I'll read the very first verse and you can sit down. How's that? I won't keep you standing through all of it. Hallelujah. David cried out, listen, be merciful unto me, O God. Be merciful unto me, for my soul trusteth in thee. Yea, in the shadow of thy wings will I make my refuge until these calamities, these troubles, be overpassed. You may be seated.
All right.
I prayed this morning, cried to God. I felt the Lord. I began to weep as I began to pray. I reached over and got my pen, Brother Ron, and I began to write. And some of this I wrote so fast, just like I preached it. But stay with me for a little while. Fix me, O God.
Yeah.
I felt that. Fix me.
What?
Fix me inside. Fix my heart. Oh God, how many knows we all have troubles?
Yes.
We have trials.
Yes.
We go through things. We suffer.
Yes.
You know the definition of fix? Three times in our Bible, David mentioned fix. It's listed once in the New Testament, a great gulf fixed between paradise and where the fire and the torment is of hell. Fix means to repair something that is broken, to bring it back and into good, proper working order, to restore, to revive again, and make whole.
Yes.
Fix me, God. Fix me. Be merciful unto me, O God, be merciful unto me. I need your help. It was so bad, Brother Kurt. Listen, the condition he was in was so desperate that David cried. Nobody's ever cried. I'm hurting. Maybe nobody knows. They can read your mind. They can look down in your heart and soul. They don't know how you feel. Oh, David had a need. David was being pressed by his enemy. He was afflicted. It was so bad that he cried. He was hurting inside and he was troubled. He had no peace. I mean, he knows the devil like to take the peace of God away from us. He felt so troubled and pressed in his heart that he cried twice. God, have mercy on me. God, have mercy on me. How many's ever been in that condition? You don't want that horrible feeling you got on the inside when you have no real peace. The enemies are sitting on your shoulders. He's using your circumstances against you. Your feelings, your very feelings, he's using it against you. He's pressing you down with it. And you go to the Lord and say, God, I need help. Hallelujah. The enemies are pressing me. I've got problems. I've got troubles. And I feel hurt. Hey, Lord, how many knows we're living in a time that people are fighting mental battles? Hey, battles of the mind. And I'm telling you, what affects your mind can get down into your spirit, and it can quench your very heart, and you can feel like God's a million miles away from you when you're going through a dark trial, and that old enemy just pushes you down. I'm telling you, there ain't nowhere that you could ever go but I run unto the Lord and cry unto him and say, God, I need your help.
The old enemies are pressing me down. Raise your little hand in the house tonight and say, Lord, there have been times that if you did not help me, I would have never made it and I would have never pulled through. But I'm telling you, there is a hand that can reach right down where you're at, and his eyes see you and he knows your heart tonight.
Yeah. Praise the Lord.
Woo! Yeah. Hallelujah. Stay with me a while. Oh God, look with me. David goes on to say in verse 1, for my soul trusteth in thee, yea, in the shadow of thy wings will I make my what? My refuge until these calamities, until these troubles be passed over and are gone. God, I'm going to trust you. I'm going to stay close to you. I'm going to draw nearer unto you. The devil may be talking and howling, letting me see and hear everything that is bad, but it's making me draw closer, Lord, unto you. My soul is a running under your wings. God, I made up my mind that I want to serve you. Fix me, oh God, and make me strong. I'm telling you, the best place that you can run to is unto the Lord. He's a rock in a weary land. He's a high tower that the righteous can run into and be saved. Hallelujah. He's a covert from the tempest. Ain't you glad of that? He's my refuge. He is my shelter in the time of storm. Ain't you glad you got a place to go to? The old devil like a wool, every one of us in our mind. I'm telling you, but the devil is a liar. My God is bigger. My God is greater. And my Jesus cares about you. I don't care. He knows you're down sitting, and he knows all about you, and Jesus can touch you right where you are. Woo!
Hey,
Lord. Stay with me a while. I prayed this down today. Hey, Lord. When troubles and trials come, we ought to tell the devil, the enemy of our soul, Satan, I am not letting you move me.
Yeah, come on.
I feel God. I will not let you move me away from my God. If you ain't close to God, and if you do not watch and pray in this hour, the devil will steal your praise. I feel him. He'll take your praise. He'll take away your song. He'll take away your faith. He'll steal your desire. He'll rob you of your commitment and your dedication. Hey, Lord, that you will not want to go to church and be with God's people. He'll pull you away and he'll pull you out from under God's presence if you let him. Hey, Lord, I'm telling you, I don't want to lose my desire. Hey, Lord, that God's already done too much for me. And he's brought me out of a lot of stuff, Brother Kurt. And he's brought me through. Next Sunday, I'll be saved 50 years, a half of a century. And the devil told me a lot of times, Brother J.D., you ain't going to make it. You're going down. But I found out greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. I got the greater one on my side, and I cannot lose. I give him a praise in the house. I tell you, you can make it through the blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah.
Yes. Yes.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Don't let him move you.
Come on.
Hey, don't let him take your desire. Don't let him use your trial against you. Hey, Lord. Come on. Don't let him move you away from God.
Right.
Don't let him move you out of church.
Don't let him move you away from the assembly of the saints. Your strength is in the house of the Lord, where the Holy Ghost is a mover. Give him a praise tonight.
Hey, Lord.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Tell us more, Psalmist David. God called you. How many of the house has been called?
Amen.
God called you. Hey, how many have heard the voice of the Lord?
Amen.
How many knows that he saved you?
Yeah.
Amen.
He changed you. David, God called you.
Yeah.
Hey, Lord, he saved you, David. Stay with me a while. David, God has anointed you. The enemy's oppressing. What are you going to do in your trial, David? Are you going to quit? Are you going to surrender? I ain't for sale. I ain't throwing in the towel. Rachel out of hand in the house. I'm not quitting. Hey, Lord, God saved me for a purpose and a reason. Hey, Lord, I'm going through. I'm a press at all. I forget what others is doing and saying. I'm going to serve my God tonight.
Amen.
Woo. Hey, Lord. Don't let the devil move you.
Thank you.
Hey, God. Thank you, Lord. He's anointed you, David. You've already felt God. You know what the blessings of the Lord is. You know what the oil of his anointing is. You know, David, and David's a talking to us tonight. You know how he feels to sing in the presence of the Lord. You know, David, what it's like to be anointed, but to play the stringed instruments in praise unto your Lord. You know what it feels like. What are you going to do now? He would answer back in Psalm 62:2. My God, he only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. He's going to defend me. Oh, Brother Kurt, he goes on, I shall not be greatly moved. Oh, what's the Hebrew rendering of that? Greatly moved means I'm not letting the devil take me completely down and out over my trial. I refuse. You will not be greatly moved. The devil would like to move you away, but he cannot take you down and he cannot take you out. I feel the Holy Ghost in our house. How many's got a determination to make it out of heaven and serve the Lord? Get out of here, devil, in the name of Jesus. My God is rare, and the Holy Ghost and fire will take me through.
Yeah, he will.
I love you, Jesus.
Amen.
Brother Kurt, in my study, I got so close to him. I said, Jesus, I would like to kneel on my knees before your feet. Jesus, I love you, and I'd like to bow at your feet, Jesus.
Yeah. Come on, come on.
And dear Lord, I would like to kiss your feet. He ain't done me nothing but good. What he's He's already showed me through the years.
Yeah.
All that He's done for me. All that He's brought me through.
Yeah.
All that He's showed me. Every touch and every blessing. Raise your little hand to how many loves Him in the house. Oh God. Oh God. This love is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. He's sweet to the soul. He's sweeter than honey on the honeycomb. Nobody can do you like Jesus.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, bless the Lord.
Stay with me. Oh God. Oh God. He cannot greatly move me. I will not let Him take me completely down. I'm not letting my trouble and my trial utterly destroy everything that God has done for me. And He's given me the last part of verse 1. I'm staying with it. I'm staying on my post of duty. I'm going to keep on singing until these calamities are passed over. Look at verse 2. Hey Lord, I will cry unto God Most High. Unto God Most High. Hey Lord, hallelujah. What's the next word? Unto God that performeth. Say it with me. Performeth all things for me. Brother Kurt, Brother Ron, and Brother Ronnie. That word performeth means, God, I'm a staying with you and I'm staying in your presence, and you're going to work everything out for me. The Hebrews says He will complete it and He will bring that trial to an end. Hey Lord, I'm telling you, if we hold on to the Lord, the trial will end and we'll be stronger than we were when we went into it. God's building a faith in us in this last hour of time. Our trials ain't meant to push you away from the Lord, but they're meant to draw you closer. Raise your little hand. Draw me, Jesus. Draw me, Lord. Draw me, Lord. I fill my heart with your love.
Thank you, Jesus.
I got a boatload and I'm gonna deliver it. I got a barge full and a little kid shovel. You want to help me, Brother Kurt, to unload this barge? Hallelujah.
I tell you, the Word of God is rich. It'll feed you. It'll strengthen you.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord.
Verse 3. He shall send from heaven and save me from the reproach of him that would swallow me up. Selah. What are you saying, David? Selah in the Hebrew means, when I wrote that last word, I'm a laying my pen down and I'm a pausing and I'm going to think of what I just said. I am pausing to reflect before I go on writing. I am a looking back. Woo! And I am reminiscing. God has delivered me before, and He's going to deliver me again. He brought me through when I've been at death's door, and He's going to do it again. This ain't the end, and God ain't done. I'm telling you, somebody in the house tonight, God ain't done with you yet. Hey, Lord.
Oh, Lord, he's not finished with me. David's a saying, yes, I feel the devil's heavy paw. He'd like to make me fall. He'd like to swallow me up and swallow up every blessing that I've ever had. Hallelujah. And every victory that I've known. But he just cannot do it. Hey, Lord, he picks up his pen and he finishes the verse, Brother Ron. God shall send forth his mercy. Hey, Lord, raise your hand and say, God, I've cried unto you and I need your mercy and I need your strength. I need your touch. But fix me, Lord, on the inside. I tell you, if you've lost your praise and if you set aside your music and you lost that worship and you lost the desire to worship the Lord, I'm telling you, God will. He will fix you. He'll put it back inside of you. And hey, Lord, he'll lift you back up. He'll anoint you with fresh oil.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus. Jesus, look at me. Jesus, my God, my Father, my Lord. Ain't you glad you got a God that loves you so much?
Yes.
He sent his Son. He went through everything that we could ever go through. That's how much he loves us. Oh God, let me finish. Verse 4. My soul is among lions, and I lie even among them that are set on fire, even the sons of men whose teeth are spears and arrows, and their tongue a sharp sword. Can I tell us all here tonight, the tongue can hinder?
Yep.
The tongue can hinder. The tongue can bring low. Don't you ever speak doubt. Don't speak negative things. When you're in trial, it's easy to do that.
Yeah.
Don't speak doubt in the midst of your trial. Listen, we're so apt being flesh, and I've been here, that we speak our feelings when things go wrong. For some reason, David said, Lord, they're talking about me. They're talking against me. God, they don't like me. They're trying to cut me low. Nothing hurts any more than words. It cuts the heart.
Yeah.
Words go down into the innermost parts of the belly and the soul. Be careful what you say.
Yeah.
The enemy has to have something to build on, and he builds on words. The enemy takes words and he builds walls.
Yeah.
He makes mountains out of molehills. The tongue separated the cheapest of friends. The tongue can divide. Wrong words can take away faith, discourage a soul, rob you of peace. The tongue and words can cause wars and strife. David cried in Psalm 141:3, set a watch, O Lord, before my mouth. Keep the doors of my lips. David, you're anointed. Can you tell us some more? I sure will. My enemies are speaking against me.
They're trying to discourage me and cut me low. But my lips shall greatly rejoice when I sing unto thee. And my soul, which thou hast redeemed, I'm not going to lose my song. Did you know that a merry heart, I told you, Brother Kurt, a merry heart doeth good like a medicine. Words can heal, or words can kill. Words can exalt, or words can tear down. Proverbs 16:24, pleasant words are as an honeycomb, sweet to the soul and health to the bones. Hallelujah. Verse 15 and 26 says, the words of the pure are pleasant words. How many wants to be healed tonight in the house? Words can do it. Words of praise and lift you up. Good news and good words can lift the heart and brighten the hope and soothe the soul. Words can build and bring unity. It can restore a relationship. Good words, hey Lord, can unite families and put peace in the home and bring God's presence in the church. Hallelujah. Words can build faith that'll save the lost. Hey Lord, let me speak as the oracles of God. Fill my mouth with good, Lord, and let me lift up my brother and my sister. I'm telling you, you can lift somebody up that's under a load. You can shake their hand and hug their neck and say, I love you, I appreciate you, but there's somebody that loves you more than me, and his name is the Lord Jehovah God and his son Jesus. Raise your little hand in the house. Hey Lord, good words, a wholesome words, a wholesome tongue. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Stay with me. I got this barge halfway unloaded. Nobody loves to study and pray and write and teach and preach more than me. This is sweet. This is good.
Amen.
And you can have it too. Is anybody here under a heavy load? Anybody here being pressed? Anybody in trial? Look at that little smile back there. Precious. Jesus is precious. Come on. Oh, Lord, how gentle Christ is. He can put a smile right back on your face.
Yes.
Something about him, Sheila, come right in your darkest night. He don't have to say much. Might just call your name and just speak a word and give you a scripture and say, I am with you, child. You're mine. Slip your hand up and love him.
Glory.
He's gentle. He's a gentle Christ. Hallelujah. Ecclesiastes 10:12. The words of a wise man's mouth are gracious. Proverbs 15:4. A wholesome tongue is a tree of life. How many knows you can eat good fruit from your own mouth? How many's ever preached? And when you preached or taught or testified, what you said didn't just touch somebody else, it touched you too. Woo, that's something about the Spirit of God. When you give out to others, it'll come back to you and bless you. Woo-hoo. Hallelujah. Proverbs 10:11. The mouth of a righteous man is a well of life. Let me finish this. Verse 5. After David penned the above, he goes on. Be thou exalted, O God. Now he's complained all the way down through there. I'm going through it. I'm under the gun. I need your mercy. I need your help. I'm running to you. I'm crying, God, to you. And all of a sudden, he has a burst of faith. In the 5th verse, be thou exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let thy glory be above all the earth. What are you saying, psalmist? All of my enemies can find fault, but I'm not going to keep on praising you and going to rejoice in your salvation. I'm not sinking down to their level. Hey, devil, I'm not sinking to your level. I'm not talking your language. I got the language of the Holy Ghost. Ray, I feel the Lord go over me. I got the language of the Holy Ghost. I got a praise he put in my heart. Woo! Hallelujah. I'm not going to speak faith. Hallelujah, Lord. Yes. I'm going to lift up my God and maintain my worship. He is my hope. He is my life. Look at verse 6. Look at it close. They have prepared a net for my steps. My soul is bowed down. They dug a pit before me, into the midst whereof they are fallen themselves. Selah. Pause right here. David says, I'm going to pause right here and think about what I just wrote. You can see by this, listen, that David is having a battle. I tell you, the enemy does not give up so easy.
No, we don't.
He will not give up on you so easy.
He won't.
He'll run things over and over in your mind. What has happened, what's been done, and when you run it over and over in your mind, what somebody's done, what they said, or what the devil's doing, when you think about it and dwell on it, Brother Ron, it gets bigger, and it gets bigger. Just the verse above, he seemed to let go of it all, and was getting over it, and to say to the Lord, I'm going to exalt you, God, above the heavens, and glory in you. And then it's in this verse, that old devil comes back, and that mind battle starts again, and he comes back down and he looks at what the enemies are doing. They're digging a pit for me, Lord. They're wanting me to fall into it. And God, my soul is bowed down. And he closes out the verse, but they have fallen, Lord. The enemy, hallelujah, has tried his best to get me down and to make me fall, but he could not do it. Hallelujah, but he knows the devil is defeated. You cannot cross the bloodline. Hallelujah, let 1,000, hallelujah, fall at your side, 1,000 at your right hand. It'll not come nigh unto you. Your enemy will come out against you one way, and he'll flee 7 ways. Give him the praise in the house. God is for his church, and he's for his people. I'm telling somebody in this house tonight, you don't have to be discouraged and let the devil take your song. Hallelujah, and steal your victory. God's bigger than that. He's a fixing man. He fixed bodies and souls all over the land.
Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus. There's some fixing that needs to be done.
Right.
Come on.
Yep. There is some fixing in this house to be done.
Yes.
Oh, God, restore us.
Yes.
Right.
Restore the worship. Restore the praise.
Right.
I feel God.
Right.
I feel him. I'm walking with him right now. God, F-I-X, fix me inside.
Yes.
Fix my heart. Put it back together. Mend it. Restore my commitment.
Yes, yes.
Put that desire back. That thing that is broken was not God. The enemy's come, and he's used something to break you down with it. Come on. God can fix it. Hang with me. Stay with me. Oh, God, fix me. Jesus, how many knows that God will take care of his own?
Yes.
Is anybody in this shape tonight?
No.
Or have you been fighting and struggling? Brother Ron, I feel God up here in this pulpit.
I'm the Lord. I'm the Lord.
Listen, listen. The enemies are hounding. He's pressing you. And things that are going on of what you've seen and heard keeps going over and over in your mind. And you cannot seem to completely let go of it. You're going to have to let go of it. You want to. I felt this, Sister Maria, when I was writing, when I wrote these words. You want to. Down deep in everybody's heart right here tonight, you want to. Not a one of us want to lose out. I know it a lot through my years of serving God with Kurt. They let the enemy drag them out. Drag them down. Drag them out. Their lives are scarred. Scarred. Don't let the devil take you too far.
Right.
Don't let the devil move you. The devil's using things. He's using things. He's using things. He's using words. He's losing situations. He's using circumstances. He's using people. He's using this world on you. Don't let the devil move you. When I wrote that, I don't want to lose. I don't want to lose out. I've come too far. I've seen too much. I've seen my Lord. I've seen his hand move. The devil's told me many times when I've come up against it, and I was as low as anybody could get. And the devil said, "You'll never make it. You'll never get through it. You'll never get that anointing back. You'll never feel God's touch. You'll never rejoice. You'll never be in the presence of God again. Don't let the devil move you. I'm here tonight, and I can raise my little hand and say, I made it. Raise your head and eyes. I made it. God brought me through, and God will do it for you. Ain't you glad of that tonight? I want him to. I want him to help me. So what am I going to do, Sheila? I'm going to run to the cover of his wings.
Yeah.
Oh, Brother Kurt, I'm running under the shelter of his wings, and he's going to cover me. Hey, I found a refuge in God.
Yeah.
Oh, God, you want to. You want to make it?
No.
Let me tell you something. There ain't any more thing, any more miserable than being out of God's will and got out of his presence and out of his touch. It's nothing but misery to be away from God. Holy, 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 holy Lord. Hey, don't you ever get out of His presence. My Lord, you don't want to feel that old feeling, but you want to be free and back in God's presence. You want His Spirit back in your life. I want victory, God, back in my heart. Fix me, Jesus. Fix me. Thank you, Lord. You want your song and your praise back. Oh, God, I'm tired of this battle. I want your peace back in my life. The enemy's had me down long enough. How many knows that God really cares about each and every one of His children? Tell us some more, David. I sure will. I've been where every one of you are. And I can tell you in Psalm 20:6, now, underscore it, now know I know it now, that the Lord saveth His anointed. The Lord is their strength, and He is the saving strength of His anointed. Raise your hand in the house. I know He's the saving strength of His anointed. Hallelujah. Woo!
Thank you, Jesus.
The Lord has come through and saved us and saved me. Brother Ron, you got your Bibles? Your Bible? I want Brother Ron to read this loud. The last five verses. Read it out, brother. Verse 7 through 11. Psalm 57. 7 through 11. Listen to the words. We all can say these words He's going to say.
My heart is fixed. Oh God, my heart is fixed. I will sing and give praise. Awake up, my glory. Awake, psaltery in heart. I myself will wake early. I will praise Thee, O Lord, among the people. I will sing unto Thee among the nations. For Thy mercy is great unto the heavens, and Thy truth unto the clouds. Be Thou exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let Thy glory be above all the earth.
Would you stand with me here tonight?
Amen.
Sister Maria, all the way down through that chapter, David is up against it. But he said, my heart is fixed. Oh God, my heart is fixed. He cried twice, starting this chapter off, have mercy upon me, O God, have mercy upon me. And now he says twice, O God, my heart is fixed. O God, my heart is fixed. I will sing and give praise. How many want your heart fixed tonight?
Amen.
Raise your little hand in the house. How many wants the Lord to make it completely all right and sweet in your soul? God, revive me, Lord. Restore me, Jesus. Fix me up inside. Hallelujah. How many like to have His hand just to reach and touch you and heal you on the inside? Heal me, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. I feel God in this house tonight. I'll read you one more scripture. My Lord, there ain't nothing like having your heart fixed. I'll read a scripture. Like being restored and being revived and being renewed and feeling that peace down in your soul. There's nothing any better. I can tell you when your heart is fixed, you will be able to sing again and rejoice in God's presence. As I close, Proverbs 4:23. The Holy Ghost through Solomon spoke to every one of us. Listen. Keep thy heart with all diligence, with all earnest, careful effort, Keep your heart, for out of it are the issues of life. Inside of your heart is who and what you really are. It's where you live in your heart. Everything you believe and everything you do in life issues out of your heart. Can you prove it to the Lord tonight that you want Him? How many would like to pray in the seat around this altar? Lord, I need your touch. I need a new touch. Lord, I need you to touch my heart. Fix me. Fix me, Jesus.
You made me down, feel like God.
Oh, God.
Somehow without
you. Come on, children, pour your heart out to Him. You're having trouble. You're going through a trial. The enemy's warning you. He's troubled your mind. He's using your affliction against you. Things that's been done, He's used against you. It's time to be healed. Brother Ron, it's time to be healed. Heal me, Lord. Fix me inside,
Father.
Don't let the devil move you.
God's
move closer to God.
Time again to take care of you. He'll do it again. He'll do it again. Thank you.